The JSE's only specialist logistics REIT, Equites, has realized the benefit of its logistics, storage and warehousing efforts during its annual period. This as the pandemic pushed retailers towards online with more need for storage and transportation. As a result, the company's been left almost unscathed by the coronavirus impact. Net asset value per share has pulled back just 1.7%, while rent collections are high and the group expects the online trend to continue. And that's certainly supporting an over 2% lift in distributions. Company CEO Andrea Tovena Churisan joins us now with greater perspective. Thanks so much, Andrea, for your time this evening. So, blue chip tenants with long leases, those are the key essentials to surviving a pandemic, right?
It would certainly seem so, yes.
Okay, let's go into some of the detail there. And I asked that question very much tongue in cheek, Andrea, because it's part of what's seen you collect almost all of your rent over the period and afford an increased payout to shareholders. Having said that, you are in logistics, storage, warehousing, and that becoming somewhat of a sweet spot over the period amidst an acceleration, as I mentioned in the introduction, in online activity. So talk us through that pickup in trend.
Well, I mean, the online interaction, obviously, in the UK, which represents about 35% of our business at the moment, is literally off the charts. I mean, the online spend went from about 19% pre-pandemic to approximately 33-34% today. And that shows no sign of abating. In South Africa, slightly different. I mean, the growth has been phenomenal, but obviously it's probably sitting at about 4% today. So it's not really big enough to make real estate decisions for e-commerce yet in South Africa, barring maybe Takealot and a few other specialist online retailers. But the general retailers are still not being driven into their real estate decision-making as a consequence of e-commerce, which is very different in the UK. In the UK, there's actual strategy and real estate decision-making completely around the e-commerce delivery process, if you like.
Yeah.
But notwithstanding that, it's all encouraging. It's all steps in the right direction for us.
Okay, so you draw some kind of distinction between what we're seeing play out trend-wise in South Africa versus the UK. Over the period, though, we either saw, and I'm talking broadly here, tenants rethink their requirements or many landlords have to provide rent relief. Andrea, has sheer supply-demand dynamics see things play out completely differently for you?
I mean, within the context of South Africa, we need to understand that the evolution of logistics and the technology that's coming into logistics to improve supply chains so that you can compete in the modern world necessitates more often than not a new build. So it's very difficult to go into a 15, 20-year-old building and think you can retrofit it. So the consequence of that is that what we're seeing is the people that are wanting to keep up and stay ahead of the pack are committing to new builds and are benefiting from interacting with organizations like ours and the IP that we've developed from working with many similar type organizations that are looking to benefit from that. So that's been really the biggest driver in South Africa. It's been efficiencies of supply chain and bringing modern technology into the building, but not just in the building, also around the building and outside the building. You know, yards have grown dramatically. The volume of vehicles that are coming and going has grown dramatically. And obviously trying to get your vehicle in and out of a distribution facility as quickly as possible is the difference between making X Rand and Y Rand.
Yeah. How's that influencing some of your investment right now? We know that you're making more aggressive inroads in the UK market in particular, but in South Africa, is the opportunity rife as far as, opportunity for space is concerned?
Well, in 2019, we had a phenomenal year of new business, which we unpacked during 2020. And even through the difficulty of having the construction industry shut down for 2 months, We managed to get through that. Unfortunately, 2020, the new business side of it wasn't as forthcoming as 2019. But what's very encouraging is the first quarter of this year has seen a lot of people that maybe sat on their hands during 2020. All of a sudden, they're looking at opportunities, and we are very confident that we will see some renewed activity on our development front during the course of this year. And I think in our presentation this morning, we spoke to five meaningful developments that will come on stream for us within the next 12 to 18 months, which is very encouraging. Over and above that, we also are quite active on the potential of acquisition trail. And obviously, we will only buy things that meet our exacting standards, in terms of what the demands are for a modern logistics facility going forward as well.
How does that start to influence what becomes your revenue generators down the line, Andrea? Because at the moment, Equites generates about 3/4 of its revenue from South Africa. We know that you're now looking to fund a development pipeline in the UK region, and you've cited the fact that UK exposure helps you diversify against risk, including rand volatility. To what extent do we start to see things shift more offshore?
Listen, I'm of the opinion that the process will be gradual. You know, I think we still have quite a lot of headroom in South Africa. I think we've, as an organization, we've built a lot of credibility, and a lot of potential tenants seek us out as a landlord because of everything that we bring to bear. But we can't hide from the fact that a 20,000 square meter warehouse in Johannesburg, its value will be approximately 200 million rand. The same 20,000 square meter warehouse in the East Midlands, let's say in Peterborough, for example, which is a sort of a very good non-London based logistics center, would probably be worth about 600 million rand. So you can see that the quantums involved in the UK are substantially higher for the same kind of product. The consequence of that is you almost need to do three deals in South Africa for one in the UK. And going forward, the likelihood is we'll be probably going deal for deal, which means that the UK business will become a substantially larger part of our business in the next 3 to 5 years.
Let's leave it there, Andrea. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Equites' CEO, Andrea Tavena Churisan.